little riff is rife with sex, death, and rock and roll. Now that's entertainment! You'll meet a putrefied promoter of pop with an ear for a hit. I don't want to kill it for you. Let's just say we come into the story just when his career is getting real hot.
Tried to scream, but my mouth was full of flab. I've got a story so scary, you'll wet your pants.
Too late.
This house has quite a long and colorful history. It was built on an ancient Indian burial ground and was the setting of satanic rituals, witch burnings, and 5 John Denver Christmas specials.
You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amber Silent Radio 92.1 FM.
Ferguson, stabbing and slabbing. You're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio, 92.1 FM.
Where's Reverend Appleby?
He had an exorcism in Akron.
Yes, it's Casey Ferguson. Here are the Jason Voorhees of the radio world, eviscerating the airwaves from the crypt of Motel Ferguson with another heaping helping of ear candy sure to blow the tweeters of you trick-or-treaters.
This is heavy. It hurts my face.
From Alive 3, that was Kiss kicking off our Halloween party with Creatures of the Night. There will be no interview on the show tonight, but fear not, boils and ghouls. I assure you this will be a night to dismember, with blood-soaked bombast on the way from Ozzy Osbourne, Hailstorm, Atreyu, and more. If you are looking for some spectacular interviews over the hallowed season, check out my podcast at CaseyFergusonShow.com. There you'll find several Halloween specials and episodes featuring interviews with the likes of Tony Moran, aka Michael Myers from the original 1978 film Halloween, Scream Queen Linnea Quigley, Ken Sagos and Lisa Wilcox from the Nightmare on Elm Street series, R.A. Mihailoff, aka Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, and Mitch Markowitz from the hilarious House of Frightenstein, and many more. Once again, you'll find all of that available for free download at CaseyFergusonShow.com. That's CaseyFergusonShow.com. More stabbing, less blabbing. This is Veins of Jenna. Everybody loves you when you're dead on the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock.
slice of my lemon pie. One more will get you high. You wanna know, you wanna see how much you can squeeze. You are the one, you are a tease. You love my demon seed. You know just what I mean. I'm on my lemon tree.
You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
We came to win the war. We won't surrender till we
creeping and crawling, knocking and rocking. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Emerst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
I'd rather dive off the Sears Tower headfirst into a thumbtack.
That was Hailstorm, Daughters of Darkness. Billy Idol in there as well from Devil's Playground with Scream. And at the top of that set of bone-crunching tunes was Veins of Jenna, Everybody Loves You When You're Dead.
He's not dead!
No, but his career is.
Well, maniacs, I hope everyone had a great Friday the 13th. A few of you messaged me via the Casey Ferguson Show Facebook page and asked about my plans. Had you scrolled down just a little bit, you would know that I was in Belleville, setting up my booth as the MC and DJ for the Quinty Horror Expo. I had a great time at the event, but a memory came flooding back to me while visiting the urination station that made me shake my head, and I thought I'd share it with you.
I hope he doesn't take his penis out.
When I was in the third grade, and probably all of 8 years old, I got in trouble for allegedly displaying violent tendencies. Was it my Tasmanian devil-like behavior at recess time or schoolyard skirmishes that caused my teacher to write a letter to my parents? No. Was I killing neighborhood animals and keeping trophies? Absolutely not. So what did I do to become vilified? I had the gall to write a story in class for a creative writing assignment that was deemed horrific by my teacher's prudish standards. Apparently writing a Friday the 13th story featuring your classmates indicates that you will without a doubt become a serial killer if something isn't done immediately. My parents caved briefly to the pressure and wouldn't let me watch violent films, especially horror films, for what was probably only a few days, but it felt like a lifetime. I was not pleased.
What are you into, little man?
Weapons and sex.
That must be why I still haven't killed anyone. Anyway, I was forced to write a new story, so to rebel, I wrote what I thought would show everyone I was making a mockery of the whole situation. It was an intentionally half-assed display of drivel about the Cadbury Bunny meeting Peter Cottontail or some such nonsense. Of course, I got a good mark for this steaming mound of mediocrity. In hindsight, I should have written something else, so I have composed a short list of other titles that may have spooked my third grade teacher. It is as follows. I Know What You Did Last Assembly, The Wicked Witch of Cursive Writing, OJ Didn't Do It, I Did, While Your Husband Left You for Another Man, Cheech and Chong Smoke This, Behind the Green Door, A Critical Analysis, The Whereabouts of Richard the Class Gerbil, The Bomb Under Your Desk, How I Got the Foreign Kid to Serve My Detentions All Year Long, Reg the Serial Janitor, Your Face Principal's Lap, What's Eating You, The Finer Points of Cannibalism, My Friend the Hitman, Anatomy I Saw in Gym Class, Why Your Birth Control Pills Aren't Working, Ms. Engelman is Half Your Age and Twice as Hot, Your Opinion and a Choice of Orifices, Where I Found That Apple I Gave You, Mr. Johnson Likes Johnson, I Know What That Smell Is Coming From the Teacher's Lounge, The Vibrating Thing in Your Desk, Do Not Pass, A Thinly Veiled Retelling of Speed Set on a School Bus, What My Parents Do in the Shower, Cleavage and Your Job, A Correlation, How I Know You're Not a Natural Blonde, Uzi Suicide, Pope John Holmes, Something Wicked This Way Waddles, Why the Orange Drink Has a Yellow Hue, What Grade Your Boyfriend Is in, Push Mower Massacre, How I Got a Credit Card in the French Teacher's Name, What I Put in Your Gin, Casey Ferguson, Class Clown or Misunderstood Victim of Your Passive Aggressive Grading Curve, and finally, I Want to Kill My Third Grade Teacher Using Only a Spork. Of course, that's just the short list. Less bore, more gore. Here's a band with a knack for catchy titles. This is Death Clock, Bloodtricuted on the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock.
Try to find a way out of this. There seems to be no chance. Hunting on this bullshit.
Quigley from Silent Night, Deadly Night, and you're listening to the Casey Ferguson Show. If you don't listen, you're going to be punished.
Built us a land for so long. try not to die again. Just live and breathe. Try not to die again. Just live and breathe. Try not to die at all.
Rattle your bones. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
All zombie radio.
From the album The Curse that was Atreyu's Ode to Vampires, The Crimson, Kitty in there as well with their version of the Pink Floyd classic Run Like Hell, and kicking off that trifecta of terror tunes was Death Clock with Bloodrecuted. In case you missed it, Brendan Small, the mastermind behind Death Clock, was a guest on this show a few months back. If you'd like to check that interview out, you'll find it along with all other episodes of this radio show and my podcast at CaseyFergusonShow.com. In the spirit of not being just another shameless self-promoter, this would appear to be the perfect time to thank my sponsor here on 92.1.
Yeah. Think about it.
The new exclusive sponsor of the Casey Ferguson Show is Jaybird Digital Arts. Your brand is important to you, and Jaybird Digital Arts has been building brand identities for events, bands, venues, and companies in Eastern Ontario for years. They listen first and then take your imaging to the next level with a combination of sketching, scanning, photography, and Photoshop. Contact them directly to discuss your needs, and always be sure to let them know what kind of budget you have. They can always do something within your budget. You can find all their contact information and check out their portfolio at jaybirddigitalarts.com. You can't afford to have good-looking stuff, you can't afford not to. Jaybird Digital Arts has been a long-time sponsor of the Casey Ferguson Show podcast, and I'm happy to have them on board with me here at 92.1 FM, so I hope you show them some love.
Can't you stop your lips from flapping for 2 little minutes?
Here's another one for your trick-or-treat bag. This is Ozzy Osbourne, Waiting for Darkness, on the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock. We'll be right back.
the Manly Minute, I'm Dan Manly. It seems there's a phobia for everything. In fact, if you have a phobia of phobias, there's a name for it. Phobophobia. But don't worry, the only thing to fear is fear itself. The Manly Minute might not be a full minute, but it's close enough to satisfy me.
We'll be right back.
All killer, no filler. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
You hear that, sir?
No, I didn't. Who is it? Frankenstein? The Boogerman?
It's the man in the bag, sir. I think he's alive.
Ooh. Bad corp.
That was Domin channeling Cutting Crew there with heavied up rendition of I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight, and before that, from Bark at the Moon was Ozzy Osbourne, Waiting for Darkness. Speaking of waiting for things, one of the many things I look forward to every fall is the plethora of pumpkin products, including, of course, pumpkin beer. I recently covered the 5th annual Kingston Rib Fest and Craft Beer Show and had the opportunity to try Big Rig Brewery's delicious pumpkin porter, Tales from the Patch. Instead of me trying to explain the beverage, I figured I'd leave it to an expert, so here's a quick conversation I had with Ottawa's Big Rig Brewery.
Beer.
All right, rockin' and rollin', struttin' and strollin', rammin' and jammin'. Casey Ferguson live and in living color here at the Kingston Rib Fest and Craft Beer Show. I am joined by
Grant Iverson, Big Rig Brewery. Hello, Casey.
Good to see you again. In the 5 years that I have been covering this festival, I've only ever had to do one retake, and this is it. And here's why. I got a little bubble on, not gonna lie, but I wasn't really that looped. I just got really boisterous after a couple of beverages, and I think it might have something to do with this lovely pumpkin beer that you got here. We got Halloween coming up, so tell me all about what I'm drinking, sir.
This is a pumpkin pie in a glass, so this is our spice pumpkin porter. It's called Tales from the Patch. Can glows in the dark, you guys can't see it, but it's very cool. 5.8%, and it's just delicious this time of year.
Bet you guys are wishing there was video now. Except you'd have to look at me, and nobody wants to do that. What else you got on tap here today? Or I guess you're doing the can thing, right?
But yeah, we just brought cans this year, but we got our Tartan Pants, our Scotch Ale. So both the Scotch Ale and the Tales from the Patch Pumpkin Porter are coming out in the LCBOs next week. So definitely check that out, peeps. We've got our German wheat beer called Big Boot, and then our flagship brand, the Gold, which is our lagered ale, and our unfiltered Alpha Bomb IPA.
Fantastic. And as we spoke about in our last interview, that is not going to make air now. Chris Phillips is involved in the brewery as a silent partner, correct?
Yep. Chris Phillips has been a partner with the brewery since its inception. We actually got to do a beer when Chris retired last year called 1179. It's our light lager, so just a 4% crushable beer. It's about 30% corn in the malt bill, so it's just a beautiful summer beer.
Fantastic. Where can everyone find you guys on social media and online?
So we are just Big Rig Brewery. So you'll find us Facebook, Big Rig Brewery, and also Twitter.
Lastly, what are your plans for Halloween? Got some horror movies going to go on the tube, or you got kids? You going to take them out? What's happening?
I got kids. It's a pretty exciting day for us, but I think there'll be a couple Tales from the Patch for some of the adults in the neighborhood.
I need 100 beers. Exactly 100, thank you.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much. Hopefully I'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Nice, firm handshake. Yeah, well, I played a little sousaphone in high school.
There you have it, my fellow beer bludgeoners. If you're looking for a pumpkin beverage to die for, check out Big Rig Brewery's Tales from the Patch, complete with a glow-in-the-dark can. Get on your broom, here comes the boom. This is Addict with Monster Side and the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock.
I am cool.
care. Because I love you, I expect you to be there.
Lines form from me.
born and bred to rip and shred. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show's Haunted House of Rock on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM.
I was going to call that clinic and have them collect your ass, but I don't want you around here any longer poisoning my daughter or anyone else with your warped sense of humor.
From the Faculty soundtrack, that was Creed with their rendition of the Alice Cooper anthem I'm 18, and before that was Addict with Monster Side. Speaking of which, if I don't hit the coffin soon, my Monster Side is going to come out, and that's not good for anyone, so I must bid you farewell.
Sayonara's not broad.
The Blasters will play us out with a track called Dark Knight. Remember, it's only an island if you look at it from the water. Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Casey Ferguson, over and out.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing, strangers moving in. A new boyfriend for a local girl when she made eyes of him. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But windows were being locked at night, and old lines drawn again. It's a dark night. He took her to the outskirts. He pledged his love to her. They thought it was their secret, but someone knew where they were. He held her so close. These things didn't happen anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night. It's a dark night.